Asia and Oceania episode number 1. Today is the 27th of November 2020, and I'm your host, Vincent. Thanks for joining us. Today's episode is titled, South Asia. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
Podbot.ai.
Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts.
Step 2, question mark.
Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. Revolts against the Delhi Sultanate sprang up in many parts of South Asia during the 14th century. In northwest South Asia, a large region was consolidated into the Sikh Empire by Ranjit Singh. It is not accepted as a part of Central Asia and it is clearly not part of the Indian subcontinent. The sediments provide fertile soil in the Ganges and Brahmaputra basins and in irrigated parts of the Indus Basin, while the margins of the Indus Basin have become sandy deserts. Peninsular India and Sri Lanka are formed of platform plateaus and tablelands, including the vast Deccan Plateau, uplifted in the Mesozoic and Cenozoic eras. Music and dance, ritual customs, modes of worship, and literary ideals are similar throughout South Asia, even though the region has been divided into kaleidoscopic political patterns through the centuries. Iran is occasionally considered a part of the region, but is predominantly in the Middle East. Afghanistan is sometimes considered part of the region and often involves itself in South Asian regional organizations. Population density: South Asia is one of the world's most densely populated regions. Approximately 1.6 billion people, or roughly a quarter of humanity, make their home there. A landlocked country located within South Asia and Central Asia with land area of 652,000 square kilometers, Afghanistan is the 41st largest country in the world. India is the largest country of South Asia and the 7th largest country in the world by area. Sindhi and Balochi are prominent languages in Sindh and Balochistan. The British Indian Ocean Territory is also considered a part of South Asia. The United Nations definition of South Asia includes the 8 countries listed above but also adds Iran for statistical convenience. South Asia presents more of a challenge than the familiar banana pancake trail destinations in Southeast Asia. Thank you all for joining us again on Asia and Oceania, it's been a pleasure. See you next time.
Podbot.ai.
Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts.
Step 2, question mark.
Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life.